behind it. If there wasn't an arch, maybe it had crumbled and filled in over the long years. Yeah, right. She laughed at herself. An odd, creepy sound in the dense silence. What an idiot. The arch certainly could have collapsed, but it would remain visible. Debris from a cave-in would remain in situ for longer than time itself. Nothing would magically occur to fill it in from bottom to top so seamlessly. Only men could do that. She stepped back, lifted her head so her headlamp shone directly on the wall. She studied every inch of it, pressing inward with her fist everywhere she could reach. Mr. Weaver had told her this part of Winkle's cave had never been explored, much less mapped. Even though he appeared worried for her, he still had a gleam in his eye at the thought of splitting any treasure she found. It was the feel of the cave, she thought. The way the silence felt, the hollow sound of her footsteps. She was sure no one had been in this cave for a very long time, perhaps since the gold was left here. Mr. Weaver had installed an iron grate to close off the entrance. Fools injuring themselves, suing him, he had told her. He couldn't find the key, but that hadn't mattered. The lock had been child's play to pick. Finally, she stepped back and hummed some more. If someone had filled in an arched opening, they did it remarkably well. She could find no seams, nothing that looked out of place or staged. She sat back against the opposite cave wall and retied one of her walking boots. She realized she was tired. She pulled out an energy bar, her favorite peanut butter, and slowly began to eat it, washing it down with water from the plastic bottle fastened to her belt. Still sitting, she raised her head to train her lamp again on the opposite wall. She was beginning to hate that frigging wall. She began at the top and slowly scanned all the way to the bottom again. She saw something, about 2 feet above the floor where the light reflected differently. She crawled to the wall and studied the thin shadow she had seen. There. That was it. A line of dust and dirt about a half an inch wide. Oh my God, it wasn't just a line. It was shaped like an arch. She felt her adrenaline spike. She looked more closely and saw that someone had gouged the arch deeply into the wall. She touched it with her fingertip, lightly pushed inward. Her fingers sank easily through years of soft, thick dust up to her first knuckle. She knew one thing for sure now. The accumulation of dust in that grooved arch was decades older than she was. She wondered how many more years would have to pass before the arch outline disappeared completely. Who had cut this arch, and why, for heaven's sake? Or was it a cover of some kind? Ruth lightly pushed against the limestone directly below the top of the arch. To her astonishment, it gave a little. She laid her palm flat against the wall and gave a sharp push. The stone fell back some more. Her heart kettle-drummed in her chest. The stone was light enough that she could dig it out. She pulled the small pick from her belt and went at it. The limestone crumbled, and suddenly she was staring at a small, round hole. She leaned forward, but the hole was too small for her to see anything in the chamber beyond. And there was a chamber beyond. The chamber she was looking for. Grinning like a madwoman, Ruth continued to use the pick on the limestone below the line of the arch. The stone broke apart, collapsing inward into the next chamber. When she had cleared it out, it was no bigger than a St. Bernard doggy door, but it was large enough to look into. Shoving dirt out of the way, she stuck her head through the opening. She saw nothing but a floor. Pulling her second flashlight out of her belt, she beamed both it and her headlamp straight ahead, then slowly to the right, then back to the left. The light faded into endless black without reflection. She pulled back and sat on her heels. The men who had hidden the gold had cut this slab of limestone out of another part of the cave and fitted it in this space to better hide the low entrance to the treasure chamber. She was so excited, her fingertips were dancing. She was nearly there. She stuck her arm through the opening, felt nothing but the smooth dirt floor, solid and dry, the chamber the map showed beyond.